African Voice News, the Global Link.
Community urged to embrace forgiveness and reconciliation in upholding Zambia's Christian values. Christian leaders urged to view persecution in civic life through God's perspective. And at least 9 dead in gunman attack in Zamfara State of Nigeria. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chilopa. Encounter Jesus Ministries International Zambia Prophet Patrick Itodo has urged the Zambian community to embrace forgiveness and reconciliation as core pillars of the nation's Christian identity. Speaking in an interview with RCV News, Prophet Itodo emphasized that forgiveness is essential in promoting unity, healing, and the love of Christ within communities. To uphold Zambia's Christian values, we must learn to forgive and reconcile. These principles strengthen our families, foster peace, and reflect our commitment to the teachings of Christ, said Prophet Itodo. He condemned the rising trend of unforgiveness and division within society, calling on Christians to lead by example. Prophet Itodo called on believers across the country to practice the values enshrined in Zambia's declaration as a Christian nation, stressing that the true progress, both spiritual and social, can only come through a heart of forgiveness and reconciliation.
God went further. Irrespective of whatever we did, He decided to reconcile us back to Himself. So God is big on forgiveness. The truth is that you can't say you love and you can't say you are a Christian actually and not be able to forgive. In fact, unforgiveness is one of the killers of faith. One of the killers of faith. And this is one of the reasons why you see the Church of Jesus Christ, ministers of the gospel globally, are very ineffective. Many times they are ineffective in their work of reconciliation.
Meanwhile, Prophet Itodo has called on pastors to embrace and guide those deemed condemned by society, urging the church to return to its foundational mission of transforming lives through Christ. He said the church should remain as a refuge for sinners and emphasizers of God to those struggling with sin, noting that in God's kingdom, saints are born from repentance and redemption. In an interview with RCV News, Prophet Itodo expressed concern over the rising number of churches and diverse doctrines, emphasizing the need for spiritual leadership focused on soul reconciliation and genuine transformation. Pastors must take seriously the work of reconciling souls to Christ, as this is not just about preaching. It's about saving lives and demonstrating sound doctrine, said Prophet Itodo. He further emphasized that the church must move beyond simply exchanging members from congregation to congregation and instead take up the mantle of reaching the lost both spiritually and physically with the power and conviction of the Holy Spirit.
Church is the house of sinners. Real kingdom is the Holy Ghost transforming sinners into saints. So it's not about perfecting saints. No, kingdom is transforming sinners into saints. So the saints will now begin to grow in the kingdom as they carry out the work of the kingdom. But in the kingdom system, sinners are being transformed into saints. And many times you will get your hands dirty in trying to manage the excesses of some of these sinners. Sometimes they bite you, sometimes they do all of these things to you. And I've been a victim of some of these things personally. Yes, you are trying to help them, organize them, balance them.
And Prophet Itodo has called on Christian leaders to adopt God's perspective when engaging with the civic world, emphasizing the need to extend their influence beyond the walls of the church and into broader community service. He said leaders must apply God's mind to the mandate before them, setting a morally upright example in how they serve their communities. In an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Prophet Itodo urged Christian leaders to approach their public responsibilities with a sense of divine purpose. Prophet Itodo stressed the importance of promoting an agenda rooted in godly principle, one that sets a high standard for the next generation of believers. God's perspective on persecution in the civic world is not for Christians to retreat, but to rise and take up leadership roles that influence society with righteousness and integrity, where Christian leaders must stand boldly and represent Christ in every sphere, said Prophet Itodo. He further called on the church to equip its leaders to step into civic spaces and address leadership voids, particularly where immorality and injustice have taken root.
They are the Christians. We are the men of God. So we want to bring the hammer down. She's the one that is wrong. He's the one that is right. But do you know that God doesn't judge like that? God expects us also to judge like him. How does God judge? Like Jesus said, he says, judge righteous judgment. When issues happen, what do? You find out what is God's heart. What is God's mind concerning this matter? So God is expecting you to judge according to his righteousness, not according to what is good or wrong. So as far as the community is concerned, it has to be the same thing. You judge according to the righteousness of God.
A total of 2,888 youths from Mandevo constituency have benefited from constituency development funds between 2022 and 2025, enabling them to pursue various skills development courses. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Bulumba revealed that the government dispersed 18,488,430 to fund the initiative for the period under review. Mr. Bulumba said that in 2022, the council released 1,358,410 kwacha to support 306 beneficiaries. He added that in 2023, 5,256,202 kwacha was allocated for 973 youths, while in 2024, 5,673,817 kwacha was disbursed for 737 students. In 2025, 6,200,000 kwacha has been paid to support 874 beneficiaries, while some beneficiaries have already completed their training and are now either employed or running their own businesses, said Mr. Bulumba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Bulumba has urged all current beneficiaries enrolled in tethered accredited institutions to take their studies seriously, as this opportunity will equip them with valuable skills, foster self-reliance, and help lift them out of poverty. He has encouraged youths who wish to pursue skills training but lack financial support to apply for sponsorship during the current CDF application window for the 2026 funding cycle.
A total of 2,888 youths from Mandevu constituents have so far benefited from the CDF bursary's sponsorship program between 2022 and 2025, helping them to pursue various skills development courses. Some of the beneficiaries have already completed their training and are either employed or running their own businesses. Others, particularly those sponsored between 2024 and 2025, are still undergoing training depending on the longevity of their programs.
In African news, a deadly armed attack in Zamfara State in northwestern Nigeria on Friday has left at least 9 people dead, many more with local testimonies oscillating between 15 and at least 100 people were abducted by the gunmen. Such attacks are a common occurrence in the region, with many targeting farmers, schools and villages, increasing insecurity and making travel unsafe. Coming up shortly, at least 14 dead in South Korea floods and landslides. Listen more, stay tuned.
Anyone can get malaria, but those most at risk include people living in or traveling to areas with high incidences of malaria. Groups most vulnerable.